Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Heidi and John joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Heidi, tell us about Missy's Closet. This is a free prom dress situation for teens that is happening right now.
Yes. Yeah, so we are located in Manchester, New Hampshire. We give out free prom dresses. They actually come in and they get a free prom dress and a free short dress. Last year, we gave over 900 away, and girls traveled as far as Rhode Island, Augusta, Maine, Vermont, all over Massachusetts, all over New Hampshire. So it's not just to New Hampshire teenagers. It's open to anyone.
And John, tell us what the inspiration for this was.
Originally, it started as a 5K race, Missy's Hope, and it carried on into Missy's Closet, what we do now. And it was to give hope to people who survived domestic violence in memory of my daughter, Melissa.
And what's it like to see these young women come in that maybe wouldn't be able to afford a dress, or not a dress as lovely as the ones that you're able to provide, when they try them on and they find their dress? What's that like?
Well, I think 99.9% of the girls find a dress or something there, and it gives them a little bit of hope. And for us, we see them coming in. Sometimes they're stressed, sometimes they're happy, but all of them leave with a big smile on their face. And that's board. All our volunteers as well love to see this. They all believe in it, and we have no trouble getting volunteers because they all believe in it.
John, can you just talk about what it means to you as a dad to keep your daughter's memory kind of at the forefront and alive by doing this?
Well, it's not always easy, but it's just a great way to remember her, and we just want everybody to realize that we recognize all people who suffer from domestic violence and survivors as well. So at least her memory carries on into the spirit for everybody else.
And that's a lot of work, too. Kennedy and I did something like this 20 years ago. And Kennedy, do you remember?
Do I remember?
Like, yeah. How hard, like, getting in all the dresses.
I lived there.
Yes. You got to make sure all the dresses are in the right places, all the right colors, all the right designs. And then, like you said, the smiles that you're seeing on these young ladies' faces, Heidi, it's got to feel really good to know that you're giving back this way.
Yeah, so we actually store everything at our house year-round. We actually collect prom dresses, and we added suits this year, too, so we do have suits for the guys. But year-round, we receive donations. Last year, we went to beach vacation, and we came home. There were 20 prom dresses on the porch. But we have a 3-car garage, and 2 bays of that garage are occupied year-round with prom dresses and the racks and the mannequins and all the other things that we need.
So I know there's a few ways people can get involved. You have an Amazon wish list if people want to donate dresses. And then you guys are, can you tell people where you are and the opening hours if they want to come by?
Yeah, so we do have an Amazon wish list because not only do we give them dresses, they get free makeup, free jewelry, purses,
wow,
shoes, etc. We even have a lady that does alterations for those that need too. So we do have an Amazon wish list. And actually, one of the things on the wish list that might seem weird is we have snacks because we provide snacks for the girls while they're shopping and for the volunteers. So last week we had the Boys and Girls Club come. They brought a bus. They flew through our snacks. So that's an unusual thing on our wish list that people might say, why do they want chips, you know?
Right.
But we're open Fridays. We're open 4 to 7. Saturdays and Sundays, we're open 10 to 3. We're at 68 March Ave in Manchester, which is the TJ Maxx Plaza.
What a cool thing you're doing.
And we hope to give away 1,000 dresses this year.
That's unbelievable. All right, so if you want to find out about Missy's Closet, their annual event as far as free prom dresses for teens, or you want to donate, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we'll text you back a direct link to how you can get involved and when the store is going to be open, too. So again, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. And Heidi and John, and of course Missy, too, we think about her. You are all now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Now, we actually aired that a couple of months ago as we were getting into prom season, and we replayed it because we got a very nice thank you card from them this week. It says, hey, Mix 104.1 Morning Show, thank you so much for featuring Missy's Closet Free Prom Dresses for Teens event on the Good Vibe Tribe. We are excited to announce this year we were able to give away 1,050 dresses and 99 suits, making it our biggest year yet. Sincerely, the Missy's Closet team.
And I know that was because a lot of you out there. I know it is.
Right.
So thank you.
Yes. And as I said, if you want to know more about them, just text us here in the studio and we will share.
Let's get them started for next year.
Never
too early.
It is never too early to get ready for prom next year. We have a lot of rising juniors.
We do indeed.
That are going to be getting after
it
pretty
soon.
Let's get it. All right. And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can also call or text us at that same number. We would love to have you. You got something going on in your life, just something, some positive vibes. You know, you got an organization that you're involved with or just something good in your life is happening and you want to share it. Also, 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So we're going to talk about the Sean Combs trial yesterday. So just we are going to talk about sexual assault. Just want you to know that before I begin. Cassie Ventura, who is one of Sean's ex-girlfriends, explained on the stand that she testified against him because she can no longer carry the guilt. I can't carry this anymore. I can't carry the shame, the guilt, what is right, what is wrong. Throughout the day, it was some pretty heavy stuff. The jury saw images taken from videos of one of Combs' alleged drug-fueled sex marathons of Ventura in various states of things, which must have been just awful for her. She testified he showed up at her home and assaulted her after they broke up in 2018. She said she sued Combs in November of 2023, that he settled for $20 million a day later.
but whatever. He is, of course, facing sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution, racketeering, conspiracy charges, and more. The trial will continue today. It was just a lot yesterday, and you know, if you want to take the time to dig into that. But
yeah, I don't know.
I can't imagine how terrifying that must be for her to have to relive it and to have people who are strangers see pictures of you.
I don't know if you've seen the video that they released yesterday. So there were clips out there of when Diddy assaulted her at the elevator in whatever building they were in. But yesterday they released the 15-minute unedited version of that. And I had only seen the one clip where he goes out there. He essentially...
He beat the crap out of her.
He knocked her out. Mm-hmm. She was out cold on the floor. He then grabs her and drags her by her hair and her clothes back into, you know, his place or wherever they are. But then you get the next 15 minutes and you can see she leaves. She calls somebody in the building. They come up and kind of act as an intermediary and separate them. Somehow Diddy convinces her to go back in the house. She leaves again, and he does it a second time and a third time, again dragging her,
this is the
chasing
power
her.
He had over her and many, many, many other women. And this is what's so terrifying about abusers,
right,
is that they find a way to keep you. And even if, like, we can sit here and say, I'd walk away. You don't know till you don't know.
It was awful to watch.
So
he's a terrible human being, and I hope they bury him under the jail.
Thank you very much. Speaking of legal battles, Taylor Swift's lawyers, the legal firm Venable, are fighting a subpoena, dragging them into the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni drama, calling it, quote, an abuse of the discovery process, whatever that means. The subpoena requested all communications between Venable and Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and or their attorney Michael Gottlieb. In a new filing, Swift's lawyers argue there is no reason for this subpoena other than to distract from the facts of the case. Lively, of course, has accused Baldoni of harassment and orchestrating a smear campaign. He, of course, is saying that she used her friendship with Taylor to pressure him. Trial is set for March of next year. We'll see what happens there. And let's end on a good note, shall we?
I know where this is going because I watched this yesterday.
You all, Carson, you've been wanting new music from Rihanna for I don't even know how long.
Since 2016.
Well, you asked, she answered. Her first song in nearly 3 years, dropping Friend of Mine this Friday as part of the Smurfs movie soundtrack. Here's a little bitty taste. Might not be the ninth album you're looking for, but Carson, it's something, and we're taking it as a win.
Yeah.
Is that a win?
I don't know.
I haven't heard the song yet. That's
yeah. Just there was a little bit more of the song in the trailer, which I watched several times, and the movie doesn't look that great through the trailer. You never know.
Not talking about the movie.
I know.
Talking about Rihanna music for you.
I know. And also, it bothered me, too, that's part of the trailer. New music from Rihanna.
It is new music from Rihanna.
I know, but it wasn't anything about the movie. It was just all about the fact that you were getting new music from Rihanna.
They know what they're doing.
They were showing clips of her in the studio recording the song as an actual human being, as opposed to more clips of the movie.
Is she a Smurf in the movie?
Yes. Is that why she's
doing... Oh, okay. That's why she's doing some music. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they called her... Rihanna. Isn't her name Rihanna? Have we settled this question?
You still say Timothy Chalamet. What do you want me to say?
His name is Timothy Chalamet.
It's not.
That's what he says.
It isn't.
He calls himself Timothy Chalamet.
Because
I saw him do it on Saturday Night Live. He's like, hi, my name's Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my God, when you talk over me. Listen, it's because everybody else doesn't pronounce it correctly, so he just went along with it, but that's not right. Barcelona.
Ibiza.
Ibiza. I said what I said. I'm out.
Rihanna.
Bruschetta.
Mozzarella.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Let's just be annoying
Let's
for the next
it.
5 minutes
please,
with words.
Please.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Soundtrack is good, too.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, Kennedy.
All right.
Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Say hey to Melanie from Uxbridge.
Good morning, Melanie.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's record on the big board, 6,096 wins, Dan. 446 losses.
She's pretty good.
She's decent. Mid, I think.
She's pretty good. Let's just hope I know these.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us was the most searched song of the year on Google. The song is a diss track against another rapper that Kendrick previously worked with. Who was that song about?
Oh, I know this.
Come on, okay. You're out in these streets,
oh,
Melanie.
Oh, of course, I knew this, but I don't know this.
Okay, question number two.
Mad at me.
The new American Pope, Leo XIV, just tweeted for the first time since beginning the papacy. The Pope is from Chicago. Which of these cities is the third largest in the U.S. behind New York and L.A., Chicago, Houston, or Philadelphia?
I'm going to say Houston.
Question number three. Fabrice Morvan, 59 yesterday, was one half of the disgraced music duo. Take a listen to their biggest hit, and then I think it was Fabrice. I'm trying to remember how he pronounced his name. Anyway, take a listen to this clip and then name the group.
Blame it on the rain that was falling. Blame it on the stars.
That's in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Whatever you do,
don't put the blame on you.
I'm old, so I know this one. That's Milli Vanilli.
It's apropos if you look outside.
Question number four. What is the name of the Game of Thrones spinoff series that's about to premiere its second season on June 16th?
House of Dragons.
And question number five. Warner Brothers announced yesterday that they're changing the name of their streaming service from Max back to HBO Max.
Yeah, leave the most recognizable part of the name in it. That makes sense.
Right.
They've also unveiled a new trailer for James Gunn's Superman movie. In it, you see Superman's dog. What is Superman's dog's name?
Superdog?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
It's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess.
I mean, you're wrong, but it's not a bad guess.
I saw the trailer. It looks pretty good. It looks
That's
pretty
a part
good.
Of it.
Yep. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Melanie is a vibe this morning. Melanie is a vibe. Yes, we needed that. A little sleepy.
I'm a vibe. I love that.
You are a vibe.
She's like, me? I'm a vibe?
Me?
Yes.
A vibe?
Yes.
Say it with your chest, girl.
Oh, my God.
2 out of 5 right for Melanie.
All right. Well done, friend.
Well, it's that kind of vibe.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us was the most searched song last year on Google. The song is the diss track against another rapper that Kendrick had previously worked with. Who's it about?
Drake.
It is about Drake, Melanie.
Oh, right.
Your son is not going to let you live that down.
No, never.
The new American Pope, Leo XIV, just tweeted for the first time since beginning his papacy. The Pope is from Chicago. Which of these three cities is the third largest in the U.S. behind New York and L.A.? Is it Chicago, Houston, or Philly?
Chicago.
It is Chicago. I think Houston is Philly. Houston's like four.
Houston's right behind Chicago and Philly's then, fifth. Yeah.
All right, 2-0. Question number three. Fabrice Morvan turned 59 yesterday. I think they called him Fab Kennedy. He was one half of this disgraced music duo. Take a listen to their biggest hit and then name them.
Blame it on the rain that was falling. Blame it on the stars that shines at night. Whatever you do, don't put the blame on you.
Blame it. Oh, it's Vanilla. Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli, that is right. 3-1.
Really thought I was going to get you there, Kennedy.
Ha!
What is it?
I
played that CD to the broken college.
Whoa. Guys.
Stop concert.
You did?
I did.
Well, you saw them lip syncing in concert.
No, they sang.
Everybody lip synced back then. Everybody lip synced.
3-1. Question number four. What is the name of the Game of Thrones spinoff series that's about to premiere its second season on June 16th?
House of Dragons?
House of the Dragon is the correct answer, Kennedy. 3-2, question number five. Warner Brothers announced yesterday they're changing the name of their streaming service from Max back to HBO Max.
What's wrong with them?
They're just dumb.
Well, they should fire the guy who changed it to Max to begin with.
Yes. It was the same guy who also changed the name to New Coke. They also unveiled a new trailer for James Gunn's Superman movie. In it, you see Superman's dog. What is Superman's dog's name?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Super dog?
I didn't either.
No, it's Crypto Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that. Nobody knows that.
Because he's Kryptonian.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, sure. Everybody knows that.
From the planet.
Yes.
Supergirl, Superdog, Superman. Superdog. It should have been Superdog.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I concur.
3-2 is final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Hooray.
Unfortunately, Melanie, we can't give you the $100, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. Shakira, May 29th at Fenway Park.
Love that.
Yes, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You enjoy that show, okay?
She will not be lip syncing.
Thank you.
Ha.
I will not.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melody from Uxbridge, and I definitely could not be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So yesterday during the show, I get a text message from a guy named Johnny. Now, Johnny is a part of a morning show in New York with our sister station. It's called New 102.7. It's Karen Carson in the morning. And then there's Johnny and there's Anthony. And so we met them almost a year ago when we went to New York.
I've known Karen for a long time. Yeah. I love her. We
met when we went to the Marconi Awards and we did our show from their building and had a chance to talk to them a little bit. So he texts us yesterday during the show. He says, hey, do you want to come on our show and have a little fun with the Knicks and the Celtics thing happening?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, sure. So I took a few minutes during a commercial break and I guess I didn't understand the assignment or I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought we were going to have some fun and make some jokes and move on. And this is almost kind of how it started with Johnny.
Let me just say, that Achilles tear looked really good on Tatum.
So that was pretty much how the conversation started.
That's a real aggressive thing to say to anybody. Like, the guy just got injured and is out for the rest of the year and next year.
Right. So it's just a very weird start to the conversation. Now, I have about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 minutes of a conversation with them. There were some laughs in there, making jokes about the Jets and, you know, that and the Patriots thing and all of that. But then they sent me the audio of what they actually played on their show. And again, it's all just really weird and just such a New York thing to do.
Let me hear.
New 102.7, it's Karen, Johnny, and Anthony, and the Knicks and the Celtics, the Boston Celtics, are going at it later today. This could be wrapped up for us, game five. So we thought we'd have a little fun and call our sister station in Boston, the morning show, Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
We're really asking for it.
Yeah, we are.
So this is a Boston morning show?
Yeah, Carson and Kennedy.
They're acting like they don't know us.
Well, maybe they're just, I don't know.
They asked you to call.
They asked me to call them. And then do you hear the phone ringing? Like they're calling me? They asked me to call them. Anyway, moving on.
We are.
So this is a Boston morning show?
Yeah, Carson and Kennedy. They're our friends.
Oh,
sort of.
And the Knicks are probably going to win tonight.
I think
the Boston Celtics best player just got hurt.
Oh, God.
Carson and Kennedy?
Well, you got Carson. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson. Hey. How are you?
Really, the day after our star player has had season-ending surgery, he's not going to play for another year, and this is the day you want to call and dance on our grave, typical New York fan.
Well, we just wanted to hit you.
That's how you came out the gate?
Well, no, that's not how I came out the gate at all. There was a conversation before all of that.
Well, I like this one. I like what you did here.
It doesn't seem like you right after hello.
I know, but whatever.
Well, you got Carson. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson. Hey. How are you?
Really, the day after our star player has had season-ending surgery, he's not going to play for another year, and this is the day you want to call and dance on our grave, typical New York fan.
Well, we just wanted to hit you with some New York pride. It's not about the player getting hurt.
Let me just say, that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
And there it is.
Well, you had it at typical New York fan.
And there
it is. What happened?
And I was just like, what is happening here? As I was recording with them, I was like, this just feels, it doesn't feel fun when you're making fun of a guy who's now laid up in a hospital and is out for a year. I don't know what fun is in that.
No, that's low class,
right?
Regardless of what team you root for.
Let me just say, that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
Oh, my God!
Sorry.
I will say this. You may have no class, but at least your players do. Jalen Brunson, I don't know if you caught the press release when they asked him about the game.
Yes, we heard. He didn't want to talk about the Achilles injury, but we just called to have some New York fun with you before the game today.
So what do we think in Boston? Knicks by 20 tonight, or?
You're horrible human beings. What is happening?
Carson, they're literally just joking. There's no. He hung up.
Hung up? Iconic!
No, I didn't hang up.
What do you mean?
I didn't hang up.
I don't understand.
This is not what happened.
Are you saying the audio has been altered?
Immensely.
Are you saying this is fake news?
I will say this. I've been sitting across from you for a while now, and I've never heard you finish a train of thought in 15 seconds, so you couldn't hang up right there.
Got him.
Facts.
I love that you're still roasting him.
You're horrible human beings. What is happening?
Carson, this is after we'd been on the phone for like 3 or 4 minutes when I made that statement, because they had made that joke several times. And I was just...
I stand by what you said.
Right.
You're horrible human beings. What is happening?
Carson, they're literally just joking. There's not... He hung up.
Oh, my gosh.
Was he...
He's taking really it up? Serious. Yeah.
Oh, come on. We were just trying to bust his chops.
That player getting injured last night really hurt them.
All right. Maybe you busted his chops a little too hard.
I don't actually wish injury on any player. It's a part of sports. When the rival team has an injury, you celebrate.
Only if you're a douche.
What?
Damn.
When the rival team has an injury, you celebrate.
That's crazy.
All right?
He didn't like that, though.
Hey, they can't take good pizza or a joke, apparently. Help him.
617-655-1234. There's more. There's actually more.
Let me just say that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
There's more audio.
From the 617, we leave at dawn. I don't want to start fights here.
I don't either. It was all just very weird. I thought we were going to have some fun. And then they made fun of our guy who's laid up in a hospital and has lost his job for a year and may never be the same.
I'm afraid for what you have just lit a fire under the table.
Carson and Kennedy on Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Mix 1041.
I would hope this audio gets to gets somewhere inside the Celtics building at some point today. So like it gets shared among the players or something as they get ready to go to New York. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. So here's the audio I'm talking about.
Let me just say that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
That was Johnny, who's a part of the Karen Carson Morning Show in New York. It's Karen, it's Johnny, and Anthony. And they work for our sister station down in New York at New 102.7. And they were like, hey, you want to call in and have some fun on our show? I was like, sure, I'll have a little fun. And that's kind of how the conversation started, which was just weird to me. It put me in a weird headspace because it was all fresh and new. We didn't know at that point about the surgery or anything like that. I was like, what is happening right now? It just did not feel good or fun to me when the conversation started. And so we played you the audio. They made it sound like I hung up on them. Right. I did not hang up on them.
Right.
But I guess that wasn't good for their show. So,
well, you're the angry Boston guy.
Yeah, that's how they portrayed me, was the angry Boston guy. Chris is from Randolph. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. So you're going to have to bring them on the show when the Celtics win the championship.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be a nice comeuppance. That would be a nice comeuppance. I mean, we still got a steep hill to climb.
Yeah. But I like your energy.
Yeah, I do. I mean, last night was awesome. Don't get me wrong, but we got to go back to New York and then come back here. But I don't hate that. Well, I don't even think we have to win the championship to throw it back in their face. I think we just beat them in the series. That would be nice.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, bring them back anyways.
It's just such, I don't know. I have not had a lot of experience with people from New York other than Yankees fans, and I just despise the Yankees, so there was that. But I didn't understand that that's how people are in New York, that you would dance on the grave of another team's player who got injured. It's just weird.
I don't want to paint the whole state with that patina, but dot, dot, dot.
Steve is from Wyndham. Good morning, Steve.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat there. As soon as Luke Kornet, who I believe is a reincarnation of Bill Russell right now with his seven blocks last night.
Yes.
I think you should get them back on the show and show them who the real sister station is.
Let me just say that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
So weird. Christy's from Derry. What's up, Christy?
I am so uncomfortable with this conversation.
I know, me too. Believe me, all of us are.
I'm literally sweating.
Like, same, because I'm not even a basketball fan, and I'm like, I'm ready to, like, throw fists with you.
And I don't want to start a fight.
No, we're not here to
I
start a fight.
I want to be real clear about this. Yes. I don't want to start a fight.
They go low, we go high.
That's well, it. Just bring them on and say, tell me about this creative editing you did.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I don't hate that.
Maybe you busted his chops a little too hard.
I don't actually wish injury on any player. It's a part of sports. When the rival team has an injury, you celebrate. No, you don't. You don't celebrate with even the look at the players. You could see the players were heartbroken. It really, and I'm talking about on the Knicks, not just on the Celtics.
I think everywhere you saw that. I mean, you saw people from all walks of life and all
right.
sports and all professional
Nobody
levels
was
sending out messages to him because right. he's just a good, and on top of all of that, he's just a good guy. You can't hate on that man.
I want to hear the rest
you
of it.
You celebrate sometimes,
I
all right?
Know. He didn't like that, though.
Hey, they can't take good pizza or a joke, apparently, up in Boston.
I can't.
Well, yeah.
Do you think
see,
he was...
I think that's a good that's a good indicator of how Boston fans feel right at this moment
well, we
before
saw
this game tonight.
Look, and in their defense, we saw the video of the Boston fan coming out of Madison Square Garden alone.
It was like Moses opened up the seas. The opposite.
Because... Nobody hurt him, did they?
No, they didn't hurt him, but they gave him like a 10-foot radius around him and just shouted really inappropriate things at the
oh,
man.
Oh, well, yeah.
But if the Knicks win tonight, it will be in Boston. So I wonder what that's going to be like.
Keep wondering.
Yep.
They're going to slink out of the building and get in their bus. And
oh, they are slinking out of the building, Karen. You are right.
In Boston. They're going to slink out of the building and get in their bus and come home, and then we'll celebrate
we'll
them.
Party here.
Yeah. I can't believe that radio guy from Boston. He wasn't messing around. He was actually mad.
I know. He was
that
not
wasn't
happy.
A shtick.
He was.
No, I was. You are right.
That radio guy?
Yes.
He knows your name.
He does. He texts me and asks me to call in.
I mean, just a little respect on the chat. I'm not asking for much.
And you're right. I was mad. You were making fun of a guy laid up in a hospital. Absolutely. Yeah. You are correct.
I know. He was
that
not
wasn't
happy.
A shtick.
He wasn't. Yeah, he was not happy.
All
oh,
right.
Well.
What
sorry to offend you, but we're
let's send them a couple of cannolis or something.
Yeah. Maybe
some good water.
Some good pizza.
Maybe what? A coffee.
Go New
Maybe
York,
a
go
bagel.
New York.
Yeah, there you
they
go.
They need it.
What just happened?
I think we have everything we need to make tomorrow's game exactly what it needs to be.
Let me just say that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Kennedy, please say hello to Julio from Linfield.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, good.
We're doing great. What was the score when you won before?
It was 5-4.
Close game. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you already know how this works. You've done it once. We'll see if you can do it a second time so that your number can go up into the rafters.
It's rarefied air.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio so she can't hear anything that is happening. Julio, are you ready?
I'm ready, Carson. I don't expect you to remember, but it's Julio.
So Julio. My apologies. My apologies.
All good.
Janet Jackson will receive the Icon Award at this year's American Music Awards. Which singer was on stage with Janet at the Super Bowl when she had the wardrobe malfunction?
Justin Timberlake.
Nicolas Cage is playing legendary football coach John Madden in an upcoming biopic. Christian Bale will be playing the role of Raiders owner Al Davis. Bale starred opposite Mark Wahlberg as boxer Dickie Eklund in this 2010 local movie. Name the movie.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Nicolas Cage is playing legendary football coach John Madden in an upcoming biopic. Christian Bale will be playing the role of Raiders owner Al Davis. Bale starred opposite Mark Wahlberg as boxer Dickie Eklund in this 2010 local movie.
The Fighter.
17 years ago today in 2008, the U.S. listed the polar bear as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Which brand is known for using polar bears in their ad campaigns?
Coca-Cola.
Brad Pitt was spotted at a New Zealand McDonald's on Easter Sunday, and now McDonald's wants to give every New Zealander named Brad a free quarter pounder.
It's a good deal if you're Brad.
What are New Zealanders referred to as a nickname?
Ooh, I don't know. The other?
And question number 5, Rainn Wilson, Ellie Kemper, and Oscar Nunez from The Office were on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune last night, and Rain dropped a, that's what she said. What was Dwight's official title under Michael Scott at The Office?
Office assistant, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hayden!
Back from college.
Kennedy.
Hi.
Hi. Julio, who defeated you once already, 5-4.
He sure did.
Is back, and he got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough questions, Dan.
It's Redemption Week. They got to be tough.
You ready, Kennedy?
Board ready.
Janet Jackson received the Icon Award at this year's American Music Awards. Which singer was on stage with Janet at the Super Bowl when she had the wardrobe malfunction?
Justin Timberlake.
Tied at 1. Nicolas Cage is playing legendary football coach John Madden in an upcoming biopic.
That is interesting to me.
Christian Bale will be playing the role of Raiders owner Al Davis.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Wow.
Bale starred opposite Mark Wahlberg as boxer Dickie Eklund in this 2010 local movie.
The Fighter.
2-2.
Like you, Charlene.
Think you're better than us because you went to college?
Oh, my God.
17 years ago today in 2008, the U.S. listed the polar bear as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Which brand is known for using polar bears in their ad campaigns?
Coca-Cola.
Tied at 3. Brad Pitt was spotted in New Zealand at McDonald's on Easter Sunday, and now McDonald's wants to give every New Zealander named Brad a free quarter pounder.
Wow, that's paying it forward.
What are New Zealanders referred to as a nickname?
Kiwis?
That is correct. Kiwis, 4-3. Rainn Wilson, Ellie Kemper, Oscar Nunez from The Office were on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune last night, and Rainn Wilson dropped a, that's what she said.
Obviously.
What was Dwight's official title under Michael Scott at The Office?
Assistant to the assistant manager?
Assistant to the regional manager.
There we go.
Not assistant regional manager.
Yeah,
assistant. Dwight would tell people.
Got it.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Redemption is yours.
Okay.
Huzzah.
I do love a good huzzah every now and then, Dan.
That's what she said.
All right. Mm. Okay. I walked right into that one.
That's what she said.
All right, second one.
Julio, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yeah, I'm Julio from Linfield, and unfortunately, Kennedy.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I know you're probably caught up on everything with Karen Reed trial, but just in case you're not. Karen Reed obviously charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating a vehicle under the influence and leaving the scene. She is accused of striking John O'Keefe, her Boston police officer boyfriend, with her SUV in 2022, and then leaving him to die alone in the snow outside of a house party in Canton, Mass. Her defense team has said she is the victim of a vast police conspiracy and that O'Keefe was fatally beaten by another law enforcement officer at the party. I think we're at about 15 days in court. I think that's the number, to be honest with you.
Yep.
It becomes a little blurry when you've been watching as much of it as I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine what it's like for Emily D. Baker as well. She is everybody's favorite.
This is her time.
Yes. Everybody's favorite law nerd. You can find Emily on the Law Nerd app. You will get notifications. You can also watch her on YouTube where she watches the trial. So the trial is on and then she's giving you commentary, stopping and starting, explaining everything that is happening. And right now we need a lot of explanations because we are in the thick of it with all of the scientific evidence being collected and explained. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Good to see you both.
Hi.
Or hear you both, as it were.
Yes.
Hi.
Good to have you on this morning. So,
court's been busy.
It's been busy. It's just me, but when they get into some of the minutia of these things and the collecting of the evidence, it's like Charlie Brown and the adults talking.
Yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
Does that happen with the jurors, or are they're still like tuned and locked in?
It really depends on the juror's own background. Some may be fascinated for a little bit, but these are also witnesses that tend to get buried in the middle because they are a stepping stone to get to the next witness. You can't get to the accident reconstructionist until you bring all this evidence in that they're going to use to make their determination. So this is the middle evidentiary step that everything has to be in evidence that those reconstructionists rely on for both sides before you can get to that testimony. And then I think both sides will pull things out of this testimony to highlight in their closing. But I imagine that the jurors are like, okay, this is how you processed it. What did you find on it? But then you have the witness on the stand that processed the SUV, not the witnesses who did all the testing. So that can be rather unsatisfying for the jury. He's like, can you just tell us what's on it? Can you just get to that point? And this witness can't do that. But they have had some really unfortunate issues with the evidence. And the jury's not going to know that that can be just because at the first trial, things got packed up out of court and put back differently, which they shouldn't. But yeah. It happens. And
that was a weird one yesterday
on the stand.
Yeah, it looked bad yesterday when they were pulling evidence out of a bag and there was something in the bag that was just like...
So things were mishandled, is that what we're saying?
Well...
Allegedly.
There was a lot of stuff rattling around in the bottom of the bag, and this witness is like, I don't know what it is. But you also had the scientific witnesses using those evidence bags, and then they go to the court while you're in trial, and then after court, they have to get taken back into custody because it was a mistrial, and generally, your lead investigator would be in charge of that or an evidence officer. And I don't know how that was done. And I don't think Hank Brennan does either. I think he was just as surprised as everyone else when they're cutting open evidence tape. And he's like, what's all that extra stuff in the bag? That's odd.
Emily, can you, like from when we spoke with you last Thursday to today, it's like top two moments that have happened in trial that we need to be aware of?
Oh, top two moments. Today or yesterday was all scientific evidence, mm-hmm. So it's really hard to have a top moment. But I think the defense made some good points because you have a criminalist on the stand who said there's two evidence stickers, and then the defense is like, isn't that a reflection? And mm-hmm. then she was fighting him on it. But I think the highlight of having these witnesses come in now is you can see the difference in testimony between them and like a Sergeant Yuri Buchanek, because for the most part, they answer yes or no or give an explanation. They don't fight with the questions. They don't fight on cross-examination. But I wonder if the jurors will be most tuned in to the testimony that we all didn't see, which was John O'Keefe's niece. And the prosecution has been setting up these clips of Karen Reed to go right before or right after what they want to highlight as testimony. And they did that yesterday as well. They entered in two clips of Karen Reed giving interviews, and then had John O'Keefe's niece on the stand to talk about that the relationship from her perspective, she saw them arguing a lot. She saw Karen yelling at John a lot, and that the relationship looked like it was moving towards a breakup. And that's why they picked the clips that they did. So I feel for the jury that any time the defendant speaks, they are at just rapt attention. And in this case, there's a lot of it because of those clips of the interviews.
It seems like this happens a lot. And we've got a lot of questions coming in for you. How does it, and this happens all the time, how does it look when an attorney says, sorry, I misspoke? Or the attorney says something and then, you know, the judge is like, you can't do that. But it's already been said. Now it's out in the ethos. How does that look to the jury?
Yes, I have a phrase for that that's not radio friendly, but the toothpaste is out of the tube when that happens. You can't unring the bell. But if it happens a lot, sometimes jurors can feel like somebody's trying to get things in that they're not supposed to. But sometimes people can feel like, why won't the judge just let them ask it? It depends on how the jury is already feeling as to how they interpret it. But there are times attorneys will misspeak, and you see occasionally when the attorneys are corrected by the witness, they're like, thank you for catching that. That one's on me. And in a long trial, those kinds of things are just human. But when you get repeated questions and the judge is getting frustrated, it can be read as, what are you trying to say and why can't you? Or why does the prosecution keep objecting? What won't they let us hear? Mm-hmm. So it really depends on where the jurors are at, because if the prosecution objects too much, it can look to a jury like they're hiding something. Oh. But if it is repeated, it can be an issue of why can't we hear that? Because honestly, people are curious and they just want to know. And once you raise the point of curiosity, jurors think about it, which sometimes is why attorneys will ask those objectionable questions. And it was close, but a lot of those questions are argumentative, and we're having the issue for both parties that it seems that they're sidestepping around the Trooper Proctor problem in the room. And if the prosecution's not going to call him, we're in some kind of weird stare down of who's going to call Proctor, and the defense is using their cross-examinations with other witnesses to start chipping into that information, and the prosecution is dancing around it. Somebody has to call this witness. It's just a matter of who and how it appears to the jury if the Commonwealth chooses to not call that witness.
Do we think
very well may not at this point.
Do we think we're about halfway through? Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, the prosecution said their case should be about 24 days, so we're on day 15, so we are counting down, but they've got a lot of scientific evidence to go, and then we know that there is a coroner, at least two medical experts for the Commonwealth, and their accident reconstructionist, but I don't know if they're going to call Brian Higgins, anyone that lived at 34 Fairview, anyone else from the waterfall. I think we've moved past that testimony in the way they've been presenting it. I think we're leading up to the medical evidence and the accident reconstructionist, who may be their last witness. And then the defense will probably have about a week and a half of witnesses because they have some new experts as well. And then they're going to have to decide if Karen Reed chooses to testify or not, which she did not last time. And they're going to have to decide if that would be good for them or not, and then that could extend the trial if she chooses to testify by a few days.
Emily D. Baker, you can find her on YouTube.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So yesterday they released the full 15-minute video of Sean Diddy Combs just beating Cassie so badly. It was really hard to watch. I had not seen the whole thing. I'd only seen the little clips. I think that's all they had released to the public. But watching what I saw yesterday was just some of the most horrible behavior you could see in a
and
human
just
being.
Just the smallest part of this whole story. It's gross.
I mean, he drags her several times. He chases her down. It was just awful. Now, Sean Diddy Combs, of course, if you don't know, he is accused of sexually assaulting, of trafficking, and exploiting women over multiple decades before he was arrested last September. We've asked Emily D. Baker to stick around for a minute because in the middle of all the Karen Reed stuff, also all of this Sean Combs stuff is happening. And yesterday there was it was tough all the stuff that's coming out of this. Have you been keeping as close an eye on this as we have?
I have been keeping a pretty close eye on it. I just don't sleep is what it is lately, because I started covering this case when Cassie sued Sean Combs, and so a lot of what's coming out in court right now was highlighted in her civil lawsuit that of course settled the very next day, and we learned through testimony that was a $20 million settlement. She has not begun cross-examination yet. That's going to begin today. But the prosecution has started with really damning testimony that's going to be difficult for the juries to get out of their minds. And then the thing that is very difficult for Diddy and his defense team is that he kept everything on video. And so Diddy's defense team in opening statements started with the arguments that they've been making this whole case, which might not work with this jury. And those arguments are, these were all consensual relationships, and this is the government coming after him because he has an unusual sexual preferences, and trying to characterize this as all people after money, people consenting. And the videos are going to tell a different story and really support what the victims in this case are saying. So it's a difficult case for the defense, but also for the jurors. They're going to see a lot of video that they never wanted to see, never going to want to see, right, and can't unsee because how much of this case is documented. And I know that some media outlets are fighting over sealing orders in court. There are things I personally hope just remain sealed that don't need to be part of the public, because it's what Sean Combs is alleged to have threatened his victims with, releasing these videos to keep them compliant. It wasn't just drugs and violence and coercion. It was also blackmail of these videos. And I just imagine that it wasn't only the victims who were blackmailed by those videos, because he seemed to have everything on drives and drives of video. I imagine it's also made others fairly nervous, because the feds now have all of those drives of videos.
Oh, in terms of the people who might have been on the videos
participating willingly as opposed to the women.
Yes. Mm. Correct. And I think when it comes to Diddy, it wasn't just women, because some of the testimony in this case, because of the RICO statute, is going to be people who were trafficked across state lines to engage in prostitution and other sexual activities that aren't really consensual. So we've got a difficult case with the RICO, but what we know about RICO cases is the government can bring in quite a lot that's not charged. So even if an individual doesn't have a crime charged to them, they can still come in and testify about their experiences with Sean Combs because of that big RICO case. And that's very similar to what we saw in the R. Kelly prosecution, is Sean Combs using his businesses and using his personal security and assistance to make things happen, and then using his music labels to coerce victims into doing whatever he wanted.
It's Emily D. Baker. You can find Emily on the Law Nerd app. You can also find her on YouTube. And the complicitness of all of these other celebrities who knew and maybe didn't say anything as well is an interesting part of this.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
they all got real quiet.
Yes. I mean, there were a few people that were trying to say, hey, we should be looking at this. But nobody really came forward and said, this guy is a monster.
I was there. I could have. I should have left. I should have, and I didn't.
Right. There seems to be a lot of that, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a lot of that. And I think there's probably a few celebrities, if not many, who went to the white parties and had no idea this was going on in other areas of those massive parties. But I can't imagine that was everyone. And then you've got all the people within the Combs organizations, the one who were paying off security guards and cleaning up hotel rooms and procuring drugs and all of the lubricant and all the rest of it. There are people helping him do this. He was not able to do this on his own. And I imagine some of them have probably already talked to the feds and will be testifying in this trial. And they might not be done with this. This might be the first in a number of prosecutions, or it might not. But you've got those sex trafficking rings.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, quick question for Emily from the 508. I haven't been following the case that closely, but was Sean Combs ever offered a plea deal?
Sean Combs was offered a plea deal, and he turned it down. That was put on the record right before trial started.
Because he thinks he is that. Jerk.
Well, he thinks he's got the legal dream team because he's got some really good attorneys, but there's only so much good attorneys can do with bad facts. And he brought in Brian Steele, who had quite a lot of success in the YSL prosecution in Georgia. He has brought in Mark Garagos' daughter, did the opening statements. Mark Garagos has been in and out of court in kind of an advisory role. Diddy has a lot of money. Most defendants do not have the type of money to fight the federal government that Diddy does, but most cases don't have the video that this case has.
Wow.
So
that's
the money
stuff.
Isn't going to overdo all the videos he took.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Emily D. Baker again. Find her on the Law Nerd app and on YouTube. We'll talk to you next week, Emily.
Of course, talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you both.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's a reliable vehicle.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Rachel from Wakefield.
Hi, Rachel.
Good morning.
Rachel, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere once almost came to blows over Princess Diana? Not a new story, but it came up again thanks to a new book. Stallone is no stranger to the world of fighting, as he played Rocky Balboa in the Rocky series. Which city is Rocky from?
Philadelphia.
Rihanna is releasing a new song tomorrow called Friend of Mine. It's for the new Smurfs movie that comes out this summer. Rihanna announced she was pregnant at the Met Gala earlier this month. How many babies will that be for Rihanna?
Oh, either two or three. I'm going to say two.
This week in 1998, Seinfeld aired its final episode after 9 years on NBC. Who was Jerry's nemesis on the show?
Newman.
Oh,
your voice changed there for a second.
I'm in the car with my husband.
What's your husband's name? Newman.
Mike.
Okay.
Hello, Carson.
What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Question number four.
Sorry.
Jelly Roll was unsure if he was going to be able to play certain stops on his Big Ass World Tour because of his past criminal background, but Jelly just got the all clear and will be making his first trip to England to perform two shows at Tottenham Stadium.
Tottenham. Go Spurs.
Who is Jelly doing this tour with?
I don't know.
Question number five. The Weeknd may not retire his stage name now after all. He's been hinting at it for years. What is The Weeknd's real first name?
No idea. I'm going to go with Michael.
Mike. Yeah, good guess. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Rachel, you work in HR at a law firm?
Yep.
Boy, that's got to be a lot. All the...
Yeah, get the stories.
I bet. HR at a law firm, Kennedy? I'd watch that show. Is it a big law
Everybody
firm?
Everybody would mind their P's and Q's at a law firm, I would think, but you never know.
Is it one of those big big law firms, or is it?
It's pretty big, yep.
All right, Kennedy. Rachel got 2 out of 5.
Well done,
well,
friend.
Well, she got 1, and then an assist from her husband, Mike.
Good old Mike.
These are tough. You ready?
Yipper.
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere once almost came to blows over Princess Di?
I could believe it.
Mm. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Stallone is no stranger to the world of fighting, as he played Rocky Balboa in the Rocky series. Which city is he from?
Rocky?
Yes.
Philly.
Tied at 1. That is correct. Mm. Rihanna is releasing a new song tomorrow called Friend of Mine. It is for the new Smurfs movie that comes out this summer. Rihanna announced she was pregnant at the Met Gala earlier this month. How many babies will that make for Rihanna?
3.
It is 3. 2-1. This week in 1998, Seinfeld aired its final episode after 9 years on NBC. Who was Jerry's nemesis on the show?
Newman.
3-2. Question number 4. Jelly Roll was unsure if he was going to be able to play certain stops on his Big Ass World Tour because of his past criminal background. Can't travel into some countries if you got, federal charges,
sure
Kennedy.
Enough.
Who is Jelly doing the tour with?
Post Malone.
4-2. Question number 5. The Weeknd may not retire his stage name after all. He's been hinting at it for years. What is The Weeknd's real first name?
Abel.
It is Abel.
Woo-hoo.
It's not even fair, is it, Rachel?
No. Never going to beat her.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. So 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy, you get the win. Nice job.
Thank you. Nice work.
Good work. Nice job. We're going to need to see you in HR after this. It's never good when you hear that, right?
No. Yes. I wouldn't know, but no.
Dan, have we ever been called into HR?
I have been called into HR before, yeah.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never been called into... I've been called in the office a few times, just not the HR office, thankfully.
Well, Sal was there.
All right, Rachel, what do you say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Rachel from Wakefield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our great friends at Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yep.
Say hey to Tina from Braintree.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Her teeth are looking fabulous this morning. She just left the
cleaning?
Dentist. Yes.
All right.
Fillings. They weren't fun, but it's okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, Tina. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
$1,000 on the line here. It's the 1K CBK. Kennedy is now gone out of the studio. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Okay, Tina?
Yep.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
I forgot to have my clip up too, Ken. Hang on a second. Stand by. I'm just a mess this morning, Dan.
Yep.
I don't know what happened.
No arguments here.
I got distracted by something. Here we go. Question number one. The wife of Weezer's bassist has pleaded not guilty to shooting at cops who were chasing a hit-and-run suspect. Take a listen and then name this Weezer song. Name that Weezer song, please.
Beverly Hills.
Question number two. The commissioner of Major League Baseball ruled that bans from the game end with death. That means Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are back in and will be eligible for the Hall of Fame. Why was Pete Rose banned from baseball?
I have no idea.
Question number three. Did you know that Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere almost once came to blows over Princess Diana at Elton John's house?
It's like a Mad Libs.
Who is older, Sylvester Stallone or Richard Gere? Who is older?
I got a 50-50 shot, so I'm going to go with Stallone.
Question number four. 58-year-old Selma Hayek gets one of four covers for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She looks fantastic. I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet or not. Selma Hayek, has she ever been nominated for a Best Actress Oscar? Yes or no?
No.
And question number five, can you tell us which actor played Sandor Clegane, a.k.a. the Hound, in Game of Thrones?
Clegane.
Clegane?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, the actor's name?
Yes.
No idea.
No idea? All right. No worries. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Any other adulting happening today after the dentist?
Going to work, and then I'm going to go pick up the kids from school.
So. Sounds like life.
It's the barrel of laughs.
Yep.
All day.
Yep. My daughter will be so mad that she missed this.
we'll put it up in the podcast for her. The young people like podcasts, okay. Is what I hear.
What's her name?
Yeah. Bella. Her and I listen to it almost every day.
Well, shout out to Stella when she's listening back to this.
Did you say Stella or Bella?
Bella. Yeah, Isabella. Bella.
God, you got her name wrong, Dan.
I was thinking Stella got her groove back. All right, we're going to cut that part out. Shout out to Bella when she's listening back to this. Take two.
Run it back.
We'll fix that in post.
Tina got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
What are you, New York?
Oh, deep cut. I like it. Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. The wife of Weezer's bassist has pleaded not guilty to shooting at cops who were chasing a hit-and-run suspect. Name this Weezer song. Take a listen. Name the song, please.
Beverly Hills.
That is correct. Tied at one. The commissioner of Major League Baseball has ruled that bans from the game end with death. That means Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are back in and are eligible for the Hall of Fame. Why was Pete Rose banned?
Because he gambled on his games.
Yeah, gambled on baseball. And Shoeless Joe Jackson?
He threw games.
He did throw games in the World Series,
the old Black Sox.
2-1, question number three. Did you know Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere almost came to blows over Princess Diana's? You probably did, but you didn't know what happened at Elton John's house.
Go on.
Kennedy, who's older, Stallone or Gere?
Richard Gere.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Incorrect. He is 75, Stallone is 78.
Oh, there you go.
Super close in age. Tied at 2, question number 4. 58-year-old Selma Hayek gets one of four covers for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit
you go,
issue.
Girl.
Yeah, she looks
We'd
great.
We'd love to see it.
Question for you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Has Selma Hayek ever been nominated for a Best Actress Oscar?
For Frida. Yes.
For what?
Frida.
That is correct, yeah. Kennedy.
I don't even know what Frida is.
It's a movie she was nominated for an Academy Award for.
Probably Danny. Think about an artist, Frida Kahlo.
Oh.
In 2002. And question number five, can you tell us which actor played Sandor Clegane?
Clegane.
Clegane, a.k.a. the Hound in Game of Thrones.
What actor?
Yes.
Oh, heavens, who knows that?
Well, you know crazy things, so I thought you might.
That's deep, Luke.
Rory McCann is the actor's name, Kennedy. 3-2 is the final score. Nice job, ladies. Nice job. You did great. Kennedy gets the win. Tina, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But you
it's
do
okay.
have...
I had fun playing.
We had a good time.
And you got better teeth today than you had yesterday.
Well, a little more silver. One of the two.
They don't use silver anymore, Kennedy. Anymore.
I know.
Oh.
But what am I getting...
Don't worry, it's almost over.
I have a car in my mouth. Do you think I don't know? It's just funnier.
I'm sorry. My apologies. Tina, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Let me cook.
Thank you, Daniel.
I'm sorry,
I'm
Chef
Tina,
Kennedy.
And I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.